Black Friday is just a few days away, and this year it will look very different. Long lines and crowded stores are no longer allowed under Ohio's coronavirus prevention restrictions. And that means retailers in Ohio, big box retailers and small shops alike, will have to change the way they do business.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The period between Thanksgiving and Christmas is always the most wonderful time of year for many retailers. But Sean Casey, manager of a pet shop in suburban Columbus, says Black Friday is going to be a week-long sale this year to alleviate crowding. And the store is offering more COVID-safe services to customers.
The in-store pickup, we can do it as a curbside and have absolutely no contact. Also, our delivery, we will bring it right to your front door, knock on your door, and leave it on your porch. So we have no contact options, and those are absolutely going to be included with our deals as well.
Casey's store isn't the only one that's advertising sales early and offering special COVID-safe services. Andy Dorrell, CEO of the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, says it's a necessity.
It's cut down on traffic considerably as people have stayed home, shopped online instead of going out to their local retail store.
Ohio State University Marketing Department Chair Joe Goodman says retailers often depend on the sales between Thanksgiving and Christmas to turn a profit.
Yeah, absolutely. There's probably 20 to 30% of sales, depending on the sector, are generated in this 6 to 8 week period. And that those dollars are going to carry them through January, February, March, which most retailers are going to lose money.
But this year, with new safe distancing and mask protocols, retailers might not be able to make as much as they are used to making during the holiday season. Ohio Wesleyan economics professor Bob Gitter.
I'm not sure there's much of anything they can do. They can do a few things at the edges. They can make sure that people observe the masks, mask ordinance, so that they don't get shut down per Governor DeWine's recent order. If they possibly can, if they can have an online presence, that will help. Before things turned really sour in the last few weeks in terms of COVID, I saw that they were projecting a 5% decline in retail sales of brick and mortar stores and about a 35% increase in online sales.
Francis Jo Hamilton is director of revitalization for Heritage Ohio, which promotes economic development in historic downtown districts. She says some small businesses throughout the state have made the shift to take advantage of online sales, but for others, it's not as easy.
We're trying to promote as much as we can to buy gift certificates, do that kind of shopping at your local small businesses, mom and pops. Anything that gets some money in the coffers for them is going to be really helpful during this season. And I know it's so super easy to just log in and do your shopping on Amazon, but, I think we're just trying to endear people to their local businesses, especially right now.
Retailers in Ohio know the cards are stacked against them this year. Again, Sean Casey.
Our season is going to be what we can make it, and we're going to do our best while with the cards that we're given.
Joe Ingles, State House News Bureau.